Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another version of the Five Star Zone. This is the week 3 recap for Michigan, Michigan State, the local teams here in the state of Michigan. And as I told you before in the preview, this was going to be a game that I thought fans would be able to walk away and really feel good about themselves. Well, for one team, I think you kind of feel that way. That's the Spartans. For the University of Michigan, not so much. A lot of Michigan fans are sitting there wondering a lot of the same questions. So let's talk about the good. And that would be Michigan State. Michigan State goes out there. Michigan State gets it done. Aiden Childs is, 12 of 19 for 173 yards. He runs in for a touchdown, passes for a touchdown. He goes out there and is very workmanlike. He gets it done. The good thing about this MSU game against Prairie View was, even though Prairie View was an inferior opponent, Michigan State treated them that way. Prairie View was never in this game. Michigan State goes down and they take just the opening drive and they score. Aiden Childs on the quarterback scramble. I mean, and he scores a touchdown. They were always in control of this game. They never let up on the gas. And that's what you wanted to see from this MSU team, which is a domination. And even though it's a little bit of fool's gold, because trust me, don't get me wrong, Prairie View is not going to be lighting the world on fire. But if you're MSU, you're still undefeated. You got the 3-0, and now you have the big game on the road at Boston College. Now we're going to see where this team is at. They've already gone on the road and played Maryland, and they were down, kept their composure, came back, and won. And you saw that a lot in this game is the evolution of Aiden Childs, cutting down on the turnovers, just really feeling calm, cool, and collected, so much so that Tommy Schuster was able to come in and fill in the role. And touchdown, Tommy, hey, look, Spartan fans, if anything were to happen to Aiden Childs, God forbid it does, but I don't think the season will be over with like what you saw what happened in Madison when they lost their quarterback. And, I mean, the worst time to lose it, you lose against Alabama in the first series, and Alabama just rolled them. And, you know, Van Dyke, I don't know what his status is going to be, but it looks like he may be out for a while, and that's going to derail the Wisconsin season. I think for MSU, you have a backup. Now, unfortunately, you're running out of backups when it comes to the offensive line because you lost another offensive lineman, and that's going to hurt. Yet another guard goes down, and Gavin Brocious, the second it happened, he slams his helmet on the ground, and it was the first drive of the third quarter, and honestly, a lot of people were sitting there saying, why does Michigan State still have their starters in the game? They can only get hurt. They were about to drive and score. Brocious injures his leg. He slams the helmet down on the ground. You knew it was bad from just that moment. He gets carted off the field. Already thin at guard because Phillips is done for the year. Now you're going to have somebody step up or you're going to have to reshuffle this line. And you may have to lean on a true freshman. And you never want to lean on a true freshman when it comes to an offensive lineman. But that was probably the worst thing that happened in that game is you lost yet another offensive lineman. But offensively, you went out there, you got it done, you were able to establish a run. Nate Carter had a long run. I think he finished with 8 carries for 93 yards. He had a long touchdown. Lynch Adams, 15 carries, 69 yards. Probably the highlight was setting a Spartan Stadium record with Charles Brantley. The record book's going to show 100-yard pick six. It was actually 105 yards because he caught it in the middle of the end zone. He decided that instead of taking a knee, he was going to run it back, and my man ran out of gas. He joked about it, but, yeah, he ran out of gas. He barely made it in, but he made it in. I mean, you saw the defense pitched a shutout. And that's something that you rarely see at Spartan Stadium. And look, I don't care who the opponent is. It's hard to keep them scoreless. So for Michigan State, you did everything that you needed to do getting ready to go into the BC game. You lost the player, but here's the biggest thing. Here's what's going to hurt you. Even against Prairie View, you've now had double-digit penalties in all three games. It was 11 penalties for 102 yards. Your next five games, that's not going to cut it. Your next five games are five opponents that if you have double-digit penalties, you're going to go 0-5. Starting on the road at Boston College, then you got Ohio State at home. They're ranked. Boston College, ranked. You got Oregon, ranked. You got Iowa. And then you got Michigan, who's ranked. You cannot shoot yourself in the foot. You are not that good of a team. I like what Jonathan Smith is doing, but Michigan State Spartans are not that good of a team that you can keep getting penalties and turnovers. Now, they were able to cut the turnovers down in this game, but you can't have double-digit penalties because a lot of times it comes on third down, whether it's third down for Michigan State or extends a drive for the opposing team. The opposing team has enough talent to beat you as is. Now, going to Boston College is a coin flip game. You can't put yourself in a disadvantage. It's going to be the red bandana game, and I'll get into more of that later on in the week, but that's the special game that Boston College has. It's going to be a night game. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be ready to play Michigan State. You have to keep your composure. You can't do stupid penalties. There's a fine line between aggression and stupidity. You have to find that place. Because right now, you're not good enough to overcome 100 yards worth of penalties. You almost had the same amount of yards that Prairie View had just in penalties. You saw the same against Florida Atlantic at the beginning of the year where, heck, you almost had more penalty yards than they had actual yards. You can't give teams second chances, especially teams that have more talent than you. That's something that has to get fixed. You fix that. And you go into this five-game stretch, maybe you steal three of the five games, and that changes everything because then you got the last four games of your season where, you know, now you're looking at maybe winning 10 games. But it all starts with eliminating the penalty. So Michigan State wins 40-0. A lot of good things that you saw, but the bad things were losing Gavin Brocious and just the penalties. I mean – yeah, I mean, other than that, it was exactly what fans wanted. You were able to leave at halftime. Game was never in doubt. For now, to week three wrap-up of the Michigan State, I'm your host, Rico Beard. Thanks for watching the 5-Star Zone. Keep liking and subscribing and telling your friends. I'll be back later on this week.